that survey, only 17% were concerned about affordability and diverse housing, but 74% were concerned about the small town feel and managing growth.
Right. That's the tough balance there, is I think we need, there's a space to be responsive to that sentiment, and there's a space to also be responsive to plan the future growth of our city. I mean, a lot of people don't want the city to grow, or they don't want it to change much from what it is now. But we have to look at the reality of you know, how we're projected to grow and accommodate for that in some way. And so it's a balance. It's a tough balance, but yeah.
That's what we volunteered for.
Yeah.
No, I'm personally excited. I mean, with all the commercial along 89, to see if that, what the reality is with that. I mean, we're recognizing that that's what we want, or at least that's what's proposed here. Hopefully it comes to fruition.
Yeah. All right, so if any of you, I mean, we're low on time, we're past what we put on the schedule. If any of you want to provide comments, we're getting to the stage where we're wrapping this up, and we are working through the steering committee process, but you know, please, if any of you have any comments of, hey, did you consider this, send them over, and we can discuss them with the steering committee and adjust this as we go along.
Great. Anything else from the council?
Just one thing, Nick, and I'm with you. Commercial on 8991, the thing that's so hard about this whole process, it doesn't mean it lets us off the hook, but we're not only planning a city, we're also subject to market pressures.
Yep.
And, you know, we could turn all of our frontage on 8991 into commercial, but I'm sure it's 5-1 the people that approach the city staff in that area aren't approaching about building anything commercial,
right?
Certainly not retail. They're saying, we gotta build rooftops. I'm a residential developer, and I want to build rooftops. And if you let us do enough of that, eventually you'll get the commercial, right? But if we do too much of that,
it'll go somewhere else.
Already be used up in residential.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the hard part, is planning a city. You know, this isn't the government has limits on its powers, how to take away people's property rights. There are limits on that, certainly. How to respond to market pressures, because we're not funding this. The citizens of Nibley aren't paying taxes to go buy land to fund this. This is the free market in action, and we're trying to shape it.
Yeah.
Mayor, do we have any access to that bond money for open space in the valley?
No. That is allocated by the Cache County Council. Green, if I'm wrong, tell me.
Well, the property owners can apply for it.
Property owners can.
But they don't come to Nibley to get the money. They go to a open space recommending body that is a county, in the county jurisdiction, and then the county council makes the decision about buying those conservation.
But a landowner grant goes in and applies for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's driven by
the open space committee.
Yeah, right.
So, but we could maybe persuade landowners
we could encourage landowners to go be a part of that, sure.
Yeah.
Specifically, areas south that we're looking at for residential development, there's a landowner in the 3,800, 4,000 south, active participant in our discussions. I appreciate that. He has attempted to get conservation space for his property and others around him, and he said they told him no.
Mm.
Flat out.
Might have been helpful if we said we wanted his open space.
Yeah.
Mm. But, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, anything else from the Planning Commission at least? No? Larry?
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for letting us piggyback on your meeting.
Okay, thank you.
With that, we'll adjourn. If there's no objection, we'll adjourn the city council meeting. No objection, we'll adjourn.
Thanks. Great.